howling of the wind outside started turning into roaring wind, and it started getting extremely scary. We looked and we saw our living room walls bulging in. That's when it struck me that, oh my gosh, we've got to get out of here.
Terry races to the phone and calls for help.
I knew Terry, and I knew her children and how small they were. They needed somebody to help them.
We were crying. We were praying.
They felt that the roof was coming off of their residence. She had her two daughters there, and she was terrified, and she didn't know what to do. She wanted to get to a safe place.
James Richard and three other Berwick police officers begin driving to the Hudson residence. All four are risking their lives by getting into the squad cars.
You could feel the core almost being lifted off of the ground. The winds was just too strong.
And he was talking to me on the radio, and he was saying, well, wait a minute, Mayor. Hold on. My God, you know, comments like that.
It seemed like eternity. Finally, we see the light shining through this picture window, and they were at the door.
Richard and another officer try to carry Hudson's daughters to the squad car. They kneel to protect themselves from the 120-mile-an-hour gusts, but they are almost blown away.
It almost lifted us off the ground. I had to kneel down with her in my arms and get down on the ground to hunker down until those gusts would pass in order to get back up to go back to the police corps.
I was like a sheet of paper to the wind. You know, the wind could have just taken me like nothing and blown us away.
A batch of extremely heavy rain coming into San Diego. Checked on Brown Field here the past 3 hours. Picked up over 1.5 inches of rain. And you can still see it's pouring in through here. So we have flood warnings. So
a lot of rain, some snow in the mountains, and very high winds. Look at this, hurricane force winds in some locations. And even at the airport, reporting winds at 47 miles per hour.
The string of stormy weather continues to rumble tonight, from very large hail to flooding rains to the threat of tornadoes. The streak of severe weather rolls on for another day. Flooding rains, heavy hail, and destructive winds. And Saturday will not bring relief.
Of course, it is that big storm that we have in the west this morning that is grabbing everyone's attention. It only takes a little bit of rain to cause a big problem here in Vegas. And that's exactly what happened last night on the busy Vegas Strip. Rescue crews jumped into action after record rainfall triggered flash flooding.
Because of several low-lying areas, Vegas is often prone to serious street floods and times of heavy downpours. Let's take a look at the Western Soaker. Record-breaking rain fell yesterday in many areas. Civic Center in Los Angeles picked up 5.34 inches of rain. And the forecast for rain today includes another inch plus in San Diego and Vegas. More for you, and all that results in flooding. Southern California, rain, more rain. And the rain continues to fall this morning in San Diego. And the threat of rain continues throughout the day. Had more rain in San Diego yesterday, listen to this, than you usually see in the entire month of December. It all came in one day. Let's check out if you can expect more.
Look at the mild numbers, Marshall.
Yeah, there are a lot of those people that are going to be traveling, to the golf courses, the tennis courts, and places to jog and hike, because temperatures will be inordinately warm right through New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Temperatures in the 60s, for example, in Chattanooga. When was the last time you saw temperatures in the 50s in Evansville, Indiana? You're going to have a lot of that snow that won't be around by the beginning of next week. On Sunday, 60s in the mid-Atlantic, down near the Gulf Coast. They'll be in the 70s. Great time to head to Panama City or Destin, Florida.
Know your weather today. A month's worth of rain in just one day turns Los Angeles streets into a swimming pool and triggers mudslides and rock slides that have shut down major highways.
And the flooding rain plus heavy snow and dense fog is going to slow you down in different parts of the country. I'll tell you where to watch out for.
Marshall sees countless people are without power this morning in the wake of the latest powerhouse of the storm. that's rolling across California.
And as you know, roads are also underwater or buried in snow, and another big storm is on the way.
No, this isn't a scene from a movie. This is what it looks like in parts of Los Angeles. Roads are underwater after the city was hit by more than 5.5 inches of rain. Now, to put that in perspective, L.A. got more rain in one day than it typically gets in the entire month of December. The California Highway Patrol says 160 crashes were reported in the Los Angeles area from midnight to 5 a.m. Tuesday, and that's more than eight times more than last week.
Well, average, Kristen, we're going to be looking at the mid-80s here over the next couple of days. Your average high, Dallas, right around 68. And barely a cloud in the sky.
It's about a 20-degree temperature drop, so that'll be kind of a shock to the system.
Today, by contrast, you'll be enjoying some coolness in Los Angeles after 2 days of record high temps, 3 days in a row now in the 90s.
Meteorologist Mike Seidel shows us the damage in Tennessee caused by one of the many tornadoes that hit on Tuesday.
15 reported tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Tuesday. So far, 7 confirmed. And one of those here in the Paris, Tennessee area in F2. And just to look at some of the damage.
The glass and stuff just went flying.
Yeah.
I laid down by a recliner in my living room, and that's what it took, about half of my house, my garage, my car, everything, boat and everything.
All right, that's just a few hours ago, the scene from western Kentucky, where a possible tornado came through, and as you can see, just really doing a ton of damage, destroying many homes there. And again, it continues at this hour for much of Kentucky, now over into central Kentucky, right down into middle Tennessee.
Now, severe weather is raking in the middle of the country as we speak.
And let's tell you about the tornado watches we have posted. They include southern Michigan from Detroit down into Columbus, Ohio, and then all the way to the Gulf Coast. Here we're dealing with the threat of tornado watches, again, tornado watches encompassing much of Mississippi, all the way up into northern Alabama, taking you over into middle Tennessee. Then as we go northward, we're also seeing the threat of tornadoes up into Kentucky, Indiana, right over into Ohio. Ohio, it looks quiet now, but it is going to be going downhill.
Hey, here's where the tornadoes have been reported. 33, count now rising to 34 in the last few minutes from Indiana down toward Tennessee. Some of these...